Zion of Chavav Cheshvin, Parshas Toldos.
Before we start the next Gemara, one ashlame for the sugya that we had to learn ourselves. The Gemara sucked. Amri mishe leiro binyan hurdus leiro binyan noe miyomo. Mishe leiro binyan hurdus leiro binyan noe miyomo. B'may banye. And what he built the Beis Hamikdash? Omar Rabbe be'avne sheishe u'meroyme. Rashi says green marble and white marble. Ike de'amri be'avne k'chule sheishe u'meroyme. Rashi says blue and green and white. Apik sofo. Apik sofo ve'ayil sofo ke'eicha de'nekabe l'sideh. The way he built it was, he put one line goes in, one goes out, that he could put the seed, he could kind of plaster in between the stones. And he did attack it. So it was green, blue, and white, and then he had like this plaster, the seed. Sava lemisha bedahave. He wanted to cover it with gold, and the places that he put the seed to cover with gold. Leave it. It looks better like this. It looks like the waves of the ocean. Rashi says, "Kegale ayam, shem noim venodim ve'ayim mitasheshes b'riyosom." So the Welt fragt the kasha. Gemara says, "Mishe loiro binyan hurdus loiro binyan noem miyomo." If you didn't see a binyan hurdus, you never saw a nice building. Meaning that Hurdus built the most nicest building. Weisdor is, he knew how to build. I mean, he was a good architect. I mean, he knew Chochma Sabinia. Afik Sofa Vair Sofa Geichet in the Kabel Sida. Sofa Lemichbe Bedahave. He wanted to cover it with gold. So they told him, Hanach, leave it. It's nicer like this. Verstehst? The ganze building Hurdus builds, he knows how to build. Mishe leiro binyan hurdus, leiro binyan noe miyomo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a kind of chochme that no one before him managed to make. The Beis Hamikdash looked so nice. Mishe leiro binyan hurdus, leiro binyan noe miyomo. See, when I'm a shunadike yoifi, no one mixed in. Chachomim didn't come to tell him what to do. Gimachta lein, how it has to be. It was after richtige weg. Now Hurdus wants to put some pieces of gold. I tell him, Hanach, the Hoche Shapir Tvei, the Mechzika Advusa de Yamen. Pitam Chachomim became the Mevinim. So Ravunda Gizok Tapshat, Rashi says, the Mechzika Advusa de Yamen, Ki Gale Ayam Sha'ayin Mishta'ashas B'Riyosa. The iron was green and blue and white. It was apik sofa, the iron sofa. So it mamish looked like the waves of the ocean. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Peites, Bisoy Hayom, Bisoy Galov, Ato Teshapchem. Is this a Siddur here, maybe? It's the Pasuk. Shekech. Pasuk Peites, Perek Peites in Tehillim, Ato Moishel Bigus Ayom Bisoy galov ato teshapchem. Ato moishel bigus ayom. Bisoy galov ato teshapchem. So the Medrash brings down Tanchume. Ato moishel bigus ayom. Bisoy galov ato teshapchem. Zeu shvochri shel yam. She'af al pi sheyoidim agalim she'em asidim leishtaber. The galim know that when they come to the choif, they break. Choizrim u'misnasim. Over in the middle of the ocean, the galim are going, kilu they're going to, chazal say alamol, kilu they're going to shoit of the ganze welt. Just every time, when they come to the end, they just break. But again, in the middle of the water, you see the galim, mit the ganze starkheit, mit the ganze koyach. They come to the end, they stop, they break. And again, mit the ganze starkheit. They come to the back, they... Even that the galim be'etzem know that they can't go over to cover the world, but b'shas the yam they do it with the ganze shtarget kilu we're going to machir the ganze welt. Atos tanto gvul ayom. And the mikdash sheni state was a baskoil. 100 years before the chulbun, every day was a baskoil. Osi da bayis leichorev every morning, terrible noise. Osi da bayis leichorev. So the Kohanim, when the Kohanim came to do the Avodah, it was very hard to do the Avodah. Every morning they came to the Avodah, they know the Beis Hamikdash is going to be Chorev. So it was very hard to make the Avodah. It was very hard to make the Avodah. So Chazal said, you're right, maybe gold is a little bit more nicer in the colors, but we want that it will be a memory of Galei Hayam. That the Avodah of a person to be the ganze starkheit, even that he knows that Asidim Leishtaber, that Malt is Endik. But with the ganze Starkheit, this is Shvochi Shel Yam. Listen to Marshall. It's ready. 5 to 12. He knows, Shir is in 12. And Atake, Ich bet Atake, that the Oilam will be in time. It's a short bit of Teire. We want to start in time. We start at 12, but it means that in 12:05, everyone is here that we could start. Not... Every guy that stays one minute is a bit later, it's chaval. But legufim shel dvorim, person is 5 minutes to 12. He says, okay, so I have 5 minutes to learn? No, 5 to 12 early. Lo'idi ha'shvochoi shel yam, she'afal b'shem yoyinim she'mishtabrim. A second before the choif, the gala ha'yam is midigam ze shtarke, midigam ze koyach. Then it stops. Christ will know, b'al to be a chum. But so what? It's the midigam ze shtarke. G'day le'Yisrael grew. When they knew that I had a chavrusa, one choshev tami dechachomim, choshev degdei, imam and new shas, yosho vehofuch. We started to learn when I was a bocher, so we learned every night from 8 to 12. And he would learn blat and blat. I remember the first night I started to learn with him was 3 minutes to 12, we got to a mishnah. So I don't know, actually, you know, it's no hakashe. He started a mishnah with the ganze starkheit. I told him in 3 minutes we finish. He said, so? He told me from this 3 minutes I know Shas Balpe. Because I learned to the last minute with the ganze starkheit. 12 o'clock, yeah, we had to sleep, yeah. 12 o'clock, and the minute he closed, we had to go to sleep, we had to have the hours. But 3 minutes to 12 is like you learn the same thing like 8 o'clock. When a person, 9 o'clock in the morning, he learns stark. 10, 11 is already otot. And then by the week is also like that. Yaim Revi'ah shel Erev Chamishi, that is Erev Shishi, that is Erev Shabbos, yeah? You already see already the face starts to smile, Yaim Revi'ah, it's really getting easy, yeah? Well, tonight is Yaim Chamishi, that tomorrow is Friday, tomorrow is Shabbos, yeah? Till a minute before Shabbos, the began to Starkheit. And Shabbos Eichet. But this was the side. Chazal told Hurdus, you're right. Hurdus was the nicest building in the world, and Erez Amevin. And Weiss says that gold would make a ganze meise. Hurdus had a whole plan. Chazal said, loves up alle plans. This message, mit der ganze Starkheit, is worth better from a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. It's better from a shener Beis HaMikdash. I heard once a pshat, Mishe leiro binyan Hurdus, ich auf unsere Derech HaLimud, aber Mishe leiro binyan Hurdus, leiro binyan Noe biyomov, ובאי בניה באי מנשי שכחילו מרמר, סובה למיכבר בדי הווה, אמרו לי, הנח דאוך ישר פתפי למרזיק את ווסה די עמה, דוס גופת בגמור הזוק, מישה לירו בניין הורדוס, לירו בניין נועה ביומוב, ממן יש כנף דביודי, ממן דו דחיזוק, מישה לירו בניין הורדוס, על דרך הפשט, אם תעשי לפשט, אבל this has to be בעצם, this is the secret, סיבסו פונידר מיילה, מדגן זה שטרקייט, מדגן זה שטרקייט, business to listen to Shir 1:10 like he listens in 12 o'clock. Not at 1 o'clock already, you know. So the last vote, that person will never become a Talmid Chacham. It's a gedel. A person has to know, he has an hour to learn, he learns the whole hour. So Shvachi Shel Yam. A place that the minig is to make a wall behutza v'dafne. So you have to make the wall behutza v'dafne. Lasuya be'asra d'nehige behutza v'dafne. So Rashi hutzel ulvitkalim dafne anfer tzaramoinim shekarim lu prishle karim bish. No Rashi. So the Gemara is merabe afilu hutza v'dafne. The Rabbi Niyene is medayik adiyuk. The Rabbi Niyene and Daf Beis is medayik adiyuk. What is hakel asuye asr d'nehige behutza v'dafne? Asr d'nehige behutza v'dafne? V'asuye hutza v'dafne? What is asr d'nehige behutza v'dafne? Zog Rabbi Niyene, I want to say a chidush. What happens by ir chadosha? A city that is no minig. What wall you built? A city that doesn't have no minig. What wall you built? There's no minig in the city. Zog de Rabbi Niyene, you build Leveinim. Why? Zog de Rabbi Niyene, if it would be Hutza v'dafne, the Gemara would say, Lasu Hutza v'dafne. Steht la suye asre dine hige behutze bedafne. Sagt Rabbi Niyene Aze. If is a ir chadosho, you go to the less of the Mishnah, you do levenim. If is a minig behutze bedafne, then you follow the minig, then you go bus on the minig of behutze bedafne. But there was no specific minig of behutze bedafne, you go to the minig of levenim, and he has another raya. Steht in the Mishnah, boinim o isa koisel. It says koisel, a Mishnah bistome speaks about a stomach, right? Stomach, why the Mishnah says koisel? Koisel is not mashma hutza v'dafne, mashma something serious, mashma levenim. So, shteit levenim is a koisel, is mashma levenim. Two rayas, as I said, Rabbi Niyene. It's interesting. The first raya is from our sugi, la suya asra de nehige behutza v'dafne, dafka asra de nehige, but if they're not nehige, you do levenim. And also, why it says boinim is a koisel? It's interesting because the Gemara on the base asked the kashel, man the Omar Gude, why it says boinim is a koisel, boinim oisem mi boyele. Fir Rabbi Niyene is a big nafkamine. Ashtet oisoi. I would not know the halacha that you can't build hutza v'dafne mokim shalei nagu. Mikom mokim azei zog Rabbi Niyene and the Rashba brings him down. Frag the Welt. Ha'avodin di kishayla. We spoke about it a little bit. I just want, here's the mokim, so to speak it out again. Mimon efshach. A mokim that doesn't have a minik. There's two ways to look at it. Either I have to build the best wall. I think the Meiri brings down Yesh Oimrim. Build begvim. I hear. Or build behutza v'dafne. Why? The mokim shenagu behutza v'dafne, you use hutza v'dafne? Yes. So it means hutza v'dafne takes care of the problem or not? Yeah? You do behutza v'dafne. So obviously, hutza v'dafne takes care of the problem. It takes care of the problem.
It takes care of the problem in that place.
Why that place takes care? What, did people there have different eyes? If behutza v'dafne takes care of the problem, so even be'ir chadosha do hutza v'dafne. Mimon efshach. A city that doesn't have a minig. If you're telling me that there's no minig, I have to do the best, do gvim. And what are you telling me? I can do the least. And I have a right that the mokim shenagu behutza v'dafne, hutza v'dafne does it. So why the mokim that is no minig, I can't do hutza v'dafne? Rabbi Niyene himself says, misvore he would say so. He has a diuk. The asre de nehige behutza v'dafne. He's a medayik, the lushan, the asre de nehige behutza v'dafne. If it's a minig of hutza v'dafne, then you go if you're the minig of the hutza v'dafne. You have to have the minig of the hutza v'dafne. On the minig of the hutza v'dafne, you don't go if you're the hutza v'dafne. This is the diuk of the... This is his deal. This is his deal. Abba Bosi Da'avona in there. So it's two drachim to understand it. And maybe we'll have enough kimina as a getracht hein, efsha. Let me see how it comes out. One hesbel, as a, the Mira Bismedrash learns pshat, that Rabbi Yehonah's geboit of the Yosef and the Achroinim, that we mentioned already, that Chazal for Hezekiah, they were not mechayev you not to look. They can't tell me not to look. If the Oni doesn't build, the Oshir is allowed to be in the Chotzer, and we don't tell him he's not allowed to look. And we explained, you can't tell me not to live in my Chotzer. The get of the Mechayev was the Mechayev HaKoysel. Sibas HaKoysel was the Hezekriya. Fazei Vayel, we saw in the Rosh and Siman Beis that Mechile helps, even if Mechile doesn't help in Kraksusi, so Reb Reuven the Hezba Pshat, because Einich Naimi Kraksusi, the Pshat is the Heter to be Mazik, your Mechile doesn't help. But here it's not a heter mechila not to be mazik me better than Hezekiah. Here the mechila is on the chiyuv koysel. It's a chiyuv koysel. We give bite this yesoid. As a mechayev for binyan koysel. So again, because Hezekiah, Chazal said you have to build a wall. Now, welche wall I have to build? They said I have to build a wall. Now, what wall I have to build? What wall I have to build? What wall I have to build? I have to build a wall, but I don't know what wall I have to build. I don't know what wall I have to build. So Chazal said, "Welche wall? A good wall. Welche wall? A good wall. What is a good wall?" They said, "Look around. If what they do in the place, you'll follow. We told you to build a wall. This is the gather, and the wall changes to feed the places. And this city, there's no limit for a wall. How much a person will build? It's been a good wall. What is called a good wall?" And this city, this is a good wall. And this city, this is a good wall. Every city has a different akdara. What is a good wall? But the gather is, you have to build a good wall. This is what Chazal said. You have to build a good wall. What is the gather of the good wall? Gvil goes to Slovene. When there's no minug, we take the lease of the Mishnah, and we follow it. I want to explain what the lease of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started from scratch, from the bottom. So my stomach, this is the Akdara, this is the Dumal. We learn from the stomach of the Mishnah that this is the least wool that is called a good wool. Is Mechadish the Gemara Anayazach, the Mokim Shinno Agubah Hutzav Adafne, the Nina gives it a shame good wool. ומדייק דלושן הראש אבל במוקרים שנוהגו בהוצה ודפנה זאת בראש הסימן היי first line of סימן היי כיוון שנוהגו בהוצה ודפנה מקרה מחיצה not כיוון שנוהגו בהוצה ודפנה יוכלה עשיס הוצה ודפנה כיוון שנוהגו בהוצה ודפנה you could make a הוצה ודפנה the gather is to build a wall. And Chazal said, Shiurim. So, when there's no meaning, you go to the lower of the Shiurim. But there's a Musaq that people could decide, we call this a wall. That in between two people, you have to build a wall. This is not called a wall. You, Mechayev, is to build a wall. This is not called a wall. This is not called a wall. So, Mechayev, you can't do it Tzavet Dafne. If it's a meaning to do it Tzavet Dafne, the meaning gives it the shame of a wall. The minute gives it a shame of the wall. And if the minute gives it a shame of the wall, but maybe you could do it. What? How the minute started? People agreed to do what they could do what they want. 20 people, 30 people, 100 years, this is what they do. They like to do that. So in this place, it's called the wall. I'll bring a riot to this pshat. The world brings a riot. The Rashba has a tzad. The Rashba slugs it up. But the Rashba has a tzad. And how could a few minute medina, you look at the buildings in the city, and the feed that you build. So the Rashi, my Indian, the buildings in the city. You have to check how people build in between chateras. City, they will, they're living there. But the Rashi had a tzad that the same wall is measured within the city. Well, the shaykh is in the city. The whole city has festive walls. In between them, they have a shvachi wall. You have a tzad, you have to follow the city. The answer is, yeah. I have to build a wall. Together, the takana is to build a wall. What? This is the reasons why they said Azar wall, not why they said this is Sibas for the Takone. So again, Sibas. But the gather is a good wall. The gather is a good wall. This is the way Rav Nochem wanted to be Mashrish. On them, the Rabbi Yehonah is a Medrash Pliya. One Revach, but it's Lanine Atabos, Azag Shmak Revach. One Revach, Lefi this Pshat, even though it's Mechudash, so the Yeselis Advorim, we spoke out. Aber hört sich ein der Revach, so ist sie der Revach. I want to ask you a shayla. You have to have a nime atam to understand the shayla. The Gemara says, how could you minig a medina? So zog Rabbi Yehonah, when there's no meaning what you do? When there's no meaning. What do you do when there's no meaning? The lowest, Leveni.
So when the Mishnah says Hakol Kiminag HaMedina, what the Mishnah says, but if they do more, upgrade yourself. Hakol Kiminag HaMedina says, if they do less, down yourself. On the Mishnah, you do Levainim. Look at the Mishnah, Hakol Kiminag HaMedina. Listen, if they do more, you have to do more. What is Hakol? If you do less, you could do also less. The Minag HaMedina was upgrade. Hakol Kiminag HaMedina? But the them is Gishmak. Siz Ein Yesoid. Siz Din Koisel. Zogt Hakoil. They also could be Kivay Hashem Koisel. Siz Ein Aloche. Sinish the Pshat. The Mokim Medina Shlep Tzachazay. The Hakoil Shlep Tzachazay. State in the Mishnah one Yesoid. The Yesoid is a Chiv Koisel. Zogt Hakoil. They could stell themselves Minhogim. They could stell themselves Ksolim. Those Zogt Hakoil. Not only Ksolim that. What Chazal said is called a koisel, hakol. They could stell also a mokim aminik. This is one way. This is one of one pshatim Rabbeinu Yehuda. The second way to understand pshatim Rabbeinu Yehuda is in ganzen anders. Nishken chiyuv koisel dos in hayateres. So we're going back to the kasha. So if the mechayev is hezekriya, and you're telling me that when there's a meaning of hutzav edafne, they could do hutzav edafne. So how it could be that beir chadosho you have to do levenim? How can it be chadosh? You have to do levain. It's a peladik rabbi yehine. It's a peladik rabbi yehine. The teretz is pshat is asay. Be'etzam levainim is the bottom line. Levainim is the bottom line. Mokim shenagu hutzav edafne, you do hutzav edafne is because the moichel and the hezekriya. Like the Rishonim Migdal, what if you mokim shenagu shaloi ligdor? Samachlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that if it's a minig, the Rosh brings down two shittas, that if it's a minig not to make a wall, you don't make a wall. Bemokim shenagu b'utzav edafne, the moichel al chelek v'detakone. Hutzav edafne is an ishkinuk. But hutzav edafne, yes. The noyek not to do levainim, but they go till hutzav edafne. So the chiddush of the Mishnah that we follow the meaning. It's the bottom of the Mishnah is but the bottom of the Mishnah is the Hezekriya. The meaning is medin mechila. The meaning is medin mechila. Like the Rosh brings down mokim shenagu shaloi ligdor machlekes rishonim. If a meaning natu helps, a meaning to say natu also helps. A mokim the nagu berutzav edafne is a meaning to do less from that. Although they follow the minik. They follow the minik. You're asking why not less than Mutzav Edafne? So first the Ramban says even Poch is Mutzav Edafne also. Kama Shenoagu also they do. Then now Rabbeinu Tam says it's a minik shtus. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a minik shtus. Yesh minogim she'ein lismeich aleihem. It's a minik shtus. But it's two different esbeirim. And I want to explain the difference. Lefi this, now you'll hear why the first pshat was gishmak. Lefi them, the hakul ki milag ha-medina is a hak. That milag ha-medina is a din b'ksolim. Hakul ki milag ha-medina is medin mechile. So attacking the words, I'm just going to grab an extra word. You're allowed to, in shas tira zazachen. Hakul ha-asuy, but it's not hakul ki milag ha-medina. It's milag ha-medina is one yesoid, the hakul is a tzvedi yesoid. Lefi the first pshat, this. Hakul ki milag ha-medina is one yesoid. Migate lefi de koisel. Does it you say to the Mishnah as migate lefi de koisel?
I don't have to get all the
dinner,
but I want to take the basics.
It's not negat to this chaylik. About it. After all of that, we go back. I don't want to go back to it, but this is what we spoke about in the Rosh. Bekoines betoich shaloi behutzav edafne. Now the Rishonim clear, if you could be koines b'teich shaloi b'hutzav edafne. If the first has ber, avada, it's easy to understand why he's allowed to be koines b'teich shaloi b'hutzav edafne. Because be'etzem hutzav edafne for sure takes care of the hezekriya. We don't have a tzad that it doesn't take care of the hezekriya. You're not mekayim the chiyuv koisel. But the answer is, kol zman I'm not mazik you, could be you don't have a krech to be mechayev me. Masha'ikin, lefi the second hezber, the divrei arosh bekoines b'teich shaloi b'hutzav edafne will need much more hezber if mechatei se hutzav edafne could take care of me. The reason hutzav edafne helped because it was minig amokim. They were meichel and hezekriya. But when they're not meichel and hezekriya, mechatei se a person could bekoines b'teich shaloi b'hutzav edafne. When about it, we have to ois chesh with everything we spoke out in the rosh. It's not mekoimena. I'm just saying, klapi the rosh.
Then we have to be Yosef Klapi the Orev Rabbi Yehina, that Rabbi Yehina was Moitzir, we have to remember from Loshon HaGemore. Be'asra denehige behutza v'dafne. This is his diuk. The Gemara could have said, Hakoy la'asri behutza v'dafne. Aval it will be b'mokim shenoagu. The Rabbi Yehina is medayik the Loshon HaGemore. Hakoy la'asri behutza v'dafne. La'asri the asra denehige behutza v'dafne. What is the asra denehige behutza v'dafne? Denehige behutza v'dafne is mashma. Asido azaminek. And this is the Oymek Advori. And this is the Oymek Advori. Now, there's one more interesting thing here. Before we go weiter, we start the real sugya, though, is Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom here, no one knows exactly what he means. But I think that Rabbeinu Gershom means to say that the Chiddush is, and I know you will argue with me, but listen carefully. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what is the Chiddush of the Gemara? The Chiddush of the Gemara is, even leman da'omar hezek re'i eloi shmei hezek. Even leman da'omar hezek re'i eloi shmei hezek. I'll tell you, I forgot to mention, as an efkemine, I don't want to say that's dodim, but I think it's totally in them. Someone asked me today, a shaila, what happens in a place, now that there's no minig, is a minig that everyone does what he wants. One street is Gvil, one street is Gozis, one still is Levanim, one place is Hutzav Adafna Silebedik. What do you have to build there, Lefi Rabbeinu Yehina? What do you have to build there, Lefi Rabbeinu Yehina? What do you have to build there? Ken Zayn, we can trach Lefi Datzdodim, again, Ninganena, I want to go weiter. Let me again, we have to start the sugya. Rabbeinu Gershom says in Ozek Nature, in Chzog Nochamol, Eini Yodea, I just want to share the Tzdodim together with you. He says that the Chiddush of the Sugya is, even Leman Da'omar Hezek Re'i Eloi Shmei Hezek. The Chiddush of the Sugya is, even Leman Da'omar Hezek Re'i Eloi Shmei Hezek. And let me trach in a minute, Arke. The Gemara is Mechadesh, La'asu Ya'asu Dinehigi Be'utza V'dafne. The Asr the Nehigi Behutza V'dafne. A place that is a minig Behutza V'dafne. Leman Da'omar Hezekri Yesh Mehezek, we said now, Ala Cheshboines. La Metrach in a minute Leman Da'omar Hezekri Eloi Shmehezek. So you also need a Chiddush of La'asuyed, Asr the Nehigi Behutza V'dafne or not? There is Chayev to build a Kaisel. What is the Chiddush? And not only that, Rabbeinu Gershom is mashma that it's a bigger chiddush to this mandama. Loi mi boye le mandama hezek riyesh me hezek, we needed a chiddush. And vutsa v'dafne, ele even le mandama hezek riyesh me loish me hezek, I need a chiddush to tell me that b'hutsa v'dafne, b'mokim shenog b'hutsa v'dafne, you do b'hutsa v'dafne. So I want to explain the tzadik. The tzadat not, why it's a bigger chiddush? Because I would think when they said that to be mischayev to build a koisel, they meant a good koisel. Even that the minig is a shvach minig, they didn't mean the minig, they meant a good koisel. So it's a bigger chiddush. But I want to go deeper. So what is Takeda Avonet? Shtei do be'etzem the yesoid from Reb Nochem, that we mentioned it already, a lot of rayas. Again, it's not a market to be maricho, but I think it's a raya brura do. That leman da omar hezek riyah, we brought down from all of the rishonim, from Rav Kivi Eiger. Hezek riyah lo yishmei hezek, the yischaivis is not to build a wall and just lefi the minag amokim. The yischaivis is to misalik the hezek riyah. Because Rav Kivi Eiger told his brother that even leman da omar hezek riyah lo yishmei hezek, the mischaiv to build a wall, if he wants, he could become his betech shalei b'utza v'dafna and he could become potu. I was mischaiv to build a wall, Zog Rav Kivi Eiger. He didn't mean to be mischaiv to build a wall. He meant to be misalik the hezek riyah. And b'meile val, he meant to be misalik the hezek riyah. So b'meile, the zelbe chidushin that we have leman da omar hezek riyah shmei hezek, that we say that the chiv is a koisel and we go lefi the mokoim, all of the hezberim, so when they were mischaiv to build a koisel, also they were mischaiv lefi the gdorim, if this mokoim, it is takeh chidush. It's takeh chidush, lefi both tzadorim is a chidush here. But that even leman da omar hezek riyah lo yishmei hezek, again, to learn by the batish that they meant to be mischaiv lefi the minig, it's like no chidush. Like no chiddush. It's more mistaba that he's mischaiv to misalik de zekriya. But if he's mischaiv to misalik de zekriya, so take, we have to know take, so it's a chiddush. For the first time I understand, he was mischaiv to misalik de zekriya lefi de klolim. So if it's a din koisel, if you're the second tzad, it's Mr. Shver. He was a mischayev to misalik there's a kriya, but in this place there's a shtikl moichel, so he was a shtikl mischayev. I want to ask you a shayla. Lban nomar is a kriya loish mehezek, and a mischayev to build a koisel. Bemokim shenoagu sheloi ligdoir, leman da omar that besheloi ligdoir you don't have to build a wall. Bemokim shenoagu sheloi ligdoir, leman da omar that bemokim shenoagu sheloi ligdoir you don't have to build. But they were mischayev to build a wall. So avadu lemanoma hezek yir loish mehezek. Alamol is no hezek. And even so, lemanoma hezek yir loish mehezek, the whole country was mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor. Oh, so you wanted to add. So now the shayla is mokim shenagu behutza v'dafne. So if lefi the first pshat, that hutza v'dafne is the wall and everything is okay, so I understand that lefi this manoma, we assume, again, we're not saying balabatish that he meant hutza v'dafne, he meant the lombus, and the lombus is hutza v'dafne. Oh, but if you're the second tzad, that be'etzem, these people are chatzi noyeg v'chatzi nat noyeg. So when the person was mischayev, mistaber he wanted to take care of as a kriya. And hutza v'dafne, Rabbi Yehuda learns, doesn't take care of as a kriya. Levenim take care of as a kriya. I would say, that leman da omar is a kriya lo ishmei hezek. B'mokim shenagu behutza v'dafne, lefi the second ma'alach in Rabbi Yehuda, he will have to build levenim. Again, leman omar is a kriya lo ishmei hezek. If you learn balabatish, nisht razim rab kiveriger, I meant lefi what people do. Yeah, but then you don't need a Mishnah. How could Kamina Gamedina? Shalom Aleichem. About it, if the person means what people do. Only if you say no, he means a wall, it's not called a wall. As we could say, Derichkim. So what is the Chidush here? So he's saying no. He means the Mesalik there's a Kriya. So I'm saying, Lefi the first Malach of Rabbi Yehuda, that when you build Utsavad Afra, it's Mesalik there's a Kriya. Just the measurement, what is called a Koisel. So Mesalik, so he meant Utsavad Afra. For the second Malach, Utsavad Afra doesn't take care of Hezek Kriya. Just these people are Moichel on 50% of their Hezek. Oh, but this person was Mishayev to Mesalik there's a Kriya. To say it was Mishayev Lefi the Minak, doesn't the title from Reb Nochem. It's not Mistabel that there's a whole Mishnah to tell us a person means to Mishayev Lefi the Minak. A person means to Mekamer himself. So the title for the second Hezbel is very shver to understand the Sugi Leman Omar Hezek Riyah Lo Yishmei Hezek. So if we misakim it in words, Balabatish, we have one Teirah of Reb Nochem that the Ischaivis is the Koisel. We have one second Teirah from Reb Nochem that Leman Omar Hezek Riyah Lo Yishmei Hezek, the Ischaivis is not to build a wall. It's the Mischaivis Salik the Hezek Riyah. When we learn twice Reb Nochem, everything works out. But if we do in the second time, if we don't want to learn Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Nochem, that be'etzem the Hutzavadafne is not enough. V'orayim v'ir chadosh you need levenim. Hutzavadafne is only less than that. Aber was, it's a kind of mechile, like a lot of choshev achon you wanted to say. So we would try to arrange that our sugi lemanomar zekriya lo ishmei hezek, see gate nish. Because this person wanted to take care of it. To say he wanted to take care halfway, mechateis. Aber lo me'eptzachon on the next thing more. לפיכך אם נופל הקויסל עמוקים והאבונים של שניהם. סוג דגמור פשיט, להצריך את הנופל רשוס דחד מנהיו, אינה מדי פנין אוכל לרשוס את ידי. מהו דסי מנה ואידוך המויצי מחבר אלו וראי הקומש מלו. So I claim the Gemara, but lemaisa the yisoidus of tfisin chazoke, when he mentioned Ribbit and the Tesis, come out from our Gemara. And lo megein duch, the shittas arishoinim, how to learn this Gemara. There's basically three main shittas rishonim and derech of learning the Gemara. And then there's another whole noise of the Ran and the other rishonim that is hashlomet to this chelik. The first idiot of the sugi is the shaila from the pshita, what is the kash and what is the teretz. And this we'll start to see today, the three shittas rishonim, what is the kash and what is the teretz. And the second part of the sugi is, all the rishonim say, why it's so poshut that they built together. Maybe one of them didn't want to build. Maybe one of them was kainas b'teich shaloi. Maybe one, all different echatimtzas and all different tznoim could have been so poshut de lefichoch. It's so poshut that this would happen. Mechateisa that this would happen. You're right, as a kriyash me'ezek. Aba yochol liknas b'teich shaloi b'utza v'dafne. All different kashas. Oh, I'm trying to explain. You're right that there are small kashas, and the Rishonim say Zaitik Terutzim. But we have to understand that we have to have a Lefichoch, we have to have an Anansadi. From the kashas and Terutzim there, we will have different lomdas of the Anansadi to know how it works against Muzik, against Migu. So the second part, Be'etzem, goes back on the first part. But let me again say the Advori. The Gemara asked the Mishnah state Lefichoch, how you optage the Mishnah? Hashutim Shirotz Laz Mechitza Bachotz Obayim Sakoyisul Ba'emtza. Hashem shorozaz mechitza boinim esakoyisul b'emtza. Lefichoch. אם נופל הקויסל עמוק בעמונים של שניים, דהיינו השוטים שרוצו לעשות מחיץ בואי נמסע קויסל באמצע, איזה גריש מהזק. So they have to build a wall לפי חוך, ועל I know איזה גריש מהזק, so מוכח תזיין that they forced each other to build a wall, ועל it's מוכח תזיין that they forced each other to build a wall, so if it falls, I know it belongs to both. Why? Rishonim explain, Chazokim, when a person has the option to take money from a friend, he's not mevater on it, and he fights till the end. Pemele, vayle zikri shmei hezek, I could force you. So for sure I forced you. So now that it fell, I can assume that a half is mine, and I have a right to say that a half is mine. Those are the Mishnah. Those are the poshte pshat in the Mishnah. Shutim shalad al-mechitze, lefichochim nof al-akoysel, hamokim v'avonim shal shnei. Those are the Mishnah. Those are the Mishnah. פרק די גמורה פשיט פרגמור לצריך את הנוף על השוס נחד מנהיו אינו מדי פנינו מה עוד עשה מלהב אינו חמיצי מחבר לבוראי קומה שמלו לא עושה די גמור. What is the קשה פשיט? So שיטס רשי and תספס, no, I want to say again, and that part in the קשה of the גמורה רשי and תספס are the same, and the תרץ we have two שיטס. The מיגש is the third שיטה. Shitas Rashi and Tesis, we'll start with the Tesis. Tesis brings down in that base that Rashi also holds Zayim. The Kashi is Pshita, Rafi, what is the Kashi? You don't have to come to Lefichoch, even if the Tanya would not tell me Hezek Riyash Mehezek. And I would not have a right to force him to build together. Even so, I would do Yachloiku. Even so, I would do Yachloiku. Even if he would cannot force me to build a Kaisel together. Even if I would not know Lefichoch. The Gemara is asking, why you tell me lefichoch? Im lof ala koyis amokim avonim shel shneihem, afilu on lefichoch. Even if he can force me to build together, aber mikol mekoyim, the halacha had to be that would be yachloiku. Why the halacha had to be that would be yachloiku? Val momen amutol besofek cholkim. This is the Tesfos. So the Gemara is asking, even if lo yitzu, it would not be the halacha that I could force you to build together, aber muzan yachloiku. As mom and a mother of the why not call the alim gvar? As they were who are Zog Tesis is drawn in my mind. Understand, Pshat? Is drawn in my mind. So what is drawn in my mind? Bemele, even without the aloche of the Mishnah would be achloiku. As they learn Tesis. And that part, Tesis says that Rashi also says like him, and this is the Rashi by us, the first line in the Rashi, not the whole Rashi. What Tesis brings from Rashi brings the first line. Pshita da avonim shel shneim da afilu lo yposak londina de masnisin hamelamdeinu shimitchilo ben shneim asuro al kochro yucholkim beshove שאפילו לא יפסק לומדין את המסניסים למדינו שמתחילו בין שניהם הסורו על כוחו יחולקים בשווה האבונים. That part is מויצי from Rashi, that the פשיטה means אפילו on the din of the Mishnah that you have to build together דו זיין יחלויק. Now Tesis goes and adds that when the Gemara asked the Kashe, what is the Kashe? Fashtenish, the wall fell. Where is the wall now? Other by me, other by him, Echmein. But the wall falls exactly 100%. Never happens. So what is the Gemara's Kashe? It fell to one of them. It's not Moment Amutu B'Safik Cholkim. Don't tell me this is the answer of the Gemara. Echmein, this is the answer. Echmein, but the Gemara didn't know the Kaisel fell. A Kaisel Shanofa. I think never in the world will fall 50-50. Never in the world could fall 50-50. A wall will fall 50-50? What? We'll get to Rashi. We'll see if Rashi said. I'm saying, very much. A wall falls tachas mekayma, you know? The wall is 6 foot, it falls tachas mekayma. How it fell? Yerichoy. It was small, yeah? No shoot from there, it was only one side, the city, yeah? Bemele, zog Tesis. I'm explaining, this is the part of the Tesis. Bemele, Tesis zog gleich. Baba. Tesis zog gleich. That even if it fell in Shus Chad Minayu, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Val boi da koisel kayom. The aloch was Momen Amutal Besofik Cholkim. So even if the koisel falls in Shus Chad Minayu, it's weiter Momen Amutal Besofik Cholkim. So when the Gemara is asking a kasha, it's the Gemara Amud al-Vesafek Cholkin. What I need lefichoch, even if it falls l'shus chad minayu, frek the Gemara, what I need lefichoch? Now he's a tofus. So we said two nuschos. Other than nusach from the kunas asfekes, it's tfisu le'achashe, the suffix doesn't help. So still, so tesisim. Or the second nusach is that tfisu from the brother of the kunas asfekes, tfisu cannot mishane the aloha from yachloiku. Yachloiku is a psak. And the halach is yachloiku doesn't change from amoytzi mechaver levaray. Amoytzi mechaver levaray is only halach and mochim, there is no psakim. When it's a psak, you can't change the halach of yachloiku. You can't change the psak. And we're more noite like that tzad. But mikol makom nishto gyal inyoneinu. The gemara is kasha is lefichoch. Even on yachloiku would be on an ansari that they built together would be yachloiku. And even if it falls the shoes chad minayu, it would be achleiku. And for the Gemara, leitzricha the nofa lir shoes chad minayu. So Teis Miyad says the Gemara doesn't mean kepshutoi. The Gemara means v'shou birshusoi harbe. If you had such a girsi, you had such a hasbore. But the nofa lir shoes chad minayu v'shou birshusoi harbe. More from shutim lekav di adodi. Ina mide paninu chal lir shusoi. He took it to his reshus. There's another part in the sugya that needs a hezbanish. Now we get to this part. And b'meile, he took it to his reshus. And b'meile, shol b'reshus ha'arbe, zog teisves. Svar shol b'reshus ha'arbe, he's nemen to say, lokachti. Even though normally when we see a chayfetz comes, a moshel, a person is a morikame, and you go over them and you chap a chayfetz, you can't say lokachti. Or if it's goydres and we knew how it came to you, you're not nemo to say lokachti. Here we know how it came to you. The wall fell over to you. Aber val shol b'shus hayav ezaktesis and ain't derech a person to leave it there. So he's nemo to say lokachti. So b'meile, I would think that he's nemo b'migu that he could have said lokachti. He could say anib nisi or believe him b'migu that he could have said lokachti than anib nisi. Komashmalon lefi. Anon Sadi that you built together. Valis Anon Sadi that you built together, Migu neged Eidim lo yamrina. So if he takes it to Lefichoch becomes the Matrege of Anon Sadi, and the male Migu neged Eidim doesn't help. So if he takes again, Frank the Gemara, what I need Lefichoch, make Yachloiko al Smaman Amutal Besafik Cholkim. So Gemara, al Smaman Amutal Besafik Cholkim, you're right, the Tfisa doesn't help. Al Arshan al Sofik ought to change the Yachloiko, but I'm sure, Bushusri Harbe. He's never Migu de Lokuach. And Vali is never Migu de Lokuach, but male, I would think that he could say Bnesir. But you're right, you have a migu. If you would say lekuach, you would be believed. Would be yours. Oh, but you said bonisi. You want me to believe you be migu de lekuach? I can't believe you with a migu. Why I can't believe you? I have an atzadi against the migu. Migu negedim lo yamrinen. Migu negedim lo yamrinen. Dosi beetsem the divrei ha'teisvus. And here we said two kneichi. One kneichi l'chure yishal ha'shoyel. The loshon ha'gemara is very shver. The Gemara had to say, "Nof al shus chad minayu show harbe, paninu show harbe." Mao the same yesh loy migu, komash malon migu negedim loy amrinen. Mao the same name amritzim mechaver lo varaye. What's the shaychus? Mao the same name amritzim mechaver lo varaye. It's not the right words. And the right words would be Mao the same he has a migu, komash malon that it doesn't work. The Teretz says we mentioned then that beetsem b'show b'rshus harbe he's never to say lokachti. So Gem Naftali, why is Nemet to say Lokachti? So Bashkofer Rishoino, because he has a proof. It was by him for 2 years. The guy was quiet. It's a raya, it's mine. So I have a raya. So believe me, I could have said Lokachti. So believe me. So then Migu Negedeinu Le'emrinen. So then the Gemara is really shred. The Gemara had to say, Mao the same, he has a raya. He could have a Migu, Kavashon, that it doesn't work. So Gem Naftali, the show Bershusri Arbe is not a real raya. A guy doesn't yell. Okay, it's a shtickle raya, why didn't he yell? It's a shtickle aore, why didn't he yell? It's a shtarke raya. So Gem Naftali, the pshat is as a, when a person is a morikame, and the chayfetz goes to someone else, like goydras, the other person is a tofus, but the morikame, it's kolecha de yise, b'shus more yise. I'm saying it's mine, we don't believe you. And a normal chayfetz, someone has a jacket, and I'm holding onto the jacket, I'm believed to say the jacket is mine. Why? He's the morikame. But now it's by me? No, so what is the difference? The answer is like this. When he has a sheep, and now the sheep is by me, we say, listen, it's his sheep. It just came to me. Mashaik, and in a jacket, how it came to me. So when we see it by me, we don't assume that I stole it. So we assume that I'm a muhzik. So I look like a bailim. So not that the achzukin shebegan is a raya. It's a reason to be zaych. It's a reason to become a muhzik. So when a person shows b'shus le'arbe, it's not a shtar k'raya. It's only a reason that it looks like kilo I'm the baili. So b'meila I'm never to say lokachti. So the reason I'm never to say lokachti is because I'm oitzi mechaver le'varaya. So the Gemara uses the aside of the migu, especially the koyach atayin of the migu. Malo to say I'm oitzi mechaver le'varaya, and he's never to say lokachti. About it, it's missing in the Gemara yet. But if shol b'shus le'arbe is a zaiti k'raya, the words of oitzi mechaver le'varaya don't have even a word. Of Mishkan Shaychus. Ma'od the same he has a migu, Kumash Velot. Ma'od the same he has a migu of the Lokachti. So, Mele, he could say, Nasir, Kumash Velot, it doesn't help. And we mentioned already in that base, Rabbi Kibbehegir's Kashim, Tarib Chazarim, that why did Taysa has to say, Shob, Shusa Harbe, Yubinem, Belokachti, so believe in Bonisi, Vemigu de Lokachti? He could have said, Ma'od the same, Shob, Shusa Harbe, would be a riot that he built it. And the Fichach would break the riot. But we said that's Rim Naftali the Zelbe has, but then we spoke out then. Dosi shita satesis. So again, the kasha lefitesis is clo. What I need lefichoch, do as moment I'm with the sofik chokim, even if it's bushus chad minayu, even if it's a tfis that doesn't help lachna the sofik after yachloiku, kumash is show bushus yarben, he has a migu, and the kumash velon is that the anansadi of the lefichoch is starker from a migu. We have to remember all of these protein. In Rashi, steht nicht das. Steht nicht das. Das ist klar, steht nicht das. Noch, everyone is medaik nicht das. But there's two parts of nicht das. First, let me say why steht nicht das. And I said, there won't steht yo. We see the Rashi by us. Pshite. The avonim shel shneim. The afilu lei posaklon. The avonim shel shneim. The afilu lei pot dinu masnisen amelamdeinu shemitchilo ben shneim asuwo. Al kochro yucholkim beshove avonim. Sheharei birshus shnei emunochim v'yad mi mehem tigba. Rashi steht klar that the sofik the Gemara was only if he's not a muchzik, only if he's not a tofus. And what is the kumash malon? Rashi doesn't say shol b'shus le'arbe. The brackets we're not seeing. Brackets later we'll see. It's a different shita. What is the kumash malon? It's not Rashi. If it would hold like Tesfis. Not only that, Rashi in the Mishnah says what is the Kumash Malon. Kumash Malon, look in Rashi in the Mishnah. Lefichoch, oilu betchila sad binyan chivu chachom im libnez ben shneyem, im nofa lakoyse lachar shonim rabim, eino echod yochol lo imar, kol lakoyse nimne bechelki umishilu avonim, af al pi shehuchzak yoyso michavei roi, ukegoin, shenofa lakoyse bechelkoi. What is the teretz? He's a muzik. So Rashi stayed clear that the answer of the Gemara is that he's a muhsik. This is the answer of the Gemara. Not like Taisus that this moment Amutul Besafik Cholkim and Tfisa doesn't help. Not moment Amutul Besafik Cholkim and after Yachloiku Tfisa doesn't help. Rashi stayed clear that Tfisa helps. So he for sure didn't learn like Taisus that in the Havavin of the Gemara the Safik was, even if it was Beshus Chad Minayu, it would be a Safik and the answer would be Shol Beshus Reharbe. Rashi, we said, for sure not like Taisus. But now, lo mitrachin gut, how Rashi learns what is the suffix of the Gemara? Pshite, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Momentum, what is the suffix? Why I have to come to Lefichoch? What's for the Gemara? Why I have to come to Lefichoch? What is the kasha? Why I have to come to Lefichoch? Do yachloiku on Lefichoch? How do yachloiku on Lefichoch? What? How do yachloiku on Lefichoch? So you could have said, Momentum, mutal besuffix. You could have said, "Mamen Amudel Besafik Chol." Zog in the Achroi, "Nimen Rashi steht nicht das." And Rashi steht nicht das. I know it's one way to argue it, but we'll say the Duke try to argue. But zog in the Achroi, "Nimen Rashi doesn't say Mamen Amudel Besafik Chol." Why? First, the Mir Raya, Rashi doesn't say the words Mamen Amudel Besafik Chol. Rashi says, "Pshite, Mamen Amudel Besafik Chol." Rashi doesn't know how to say it. I think 50 times in Shas, Rashi says Mamen Amudel Besafik Chol. Why Rashi doesn't say it? Oh, but look what Rashi says. And here the Baya starts. Pshit, Shafil, Uloi Posek, Non Dine, Mas Nizla, Amdeni, Shubit Chir, Shne, Masu, Al Gav, Chag, Meshove, Shehari, Birshus, Shnei, Emunochim, Veyad, Mimem, Tikbar. Rashi learns, both of them are Muchzokim in the Koisel. Shehari, Birshus, Shnei, Muchzokim. Rashi doesn't mean no one is a muhzik. Rashi means shnei muhzakim. I know some learn Rashi means to say no one is a muhzik. So moment with Safik Cholkim. This is what you want to learn. I know. I don't need pshat in Rashi. Rashi is learning pshat. Shari shnei muhzakim bo. Shteyem muchzakim bo. Now the shaila is how? How shteyem muchzakim bo? So you can learn that the Gemara learned that the wall fell like this. Could be. And the Gemara says no, nish. So does that der chashas. Mao the same like this, and the Gemara, no. The chiddush is that it fell to one side. So what is the answer? The answer is the wall fell b'mekaymai. The wall fell b'mekaymai. Yeah. So what if the wall fell b'mekaymai? Why shtei muchzakim bo? The wall to fall like this, I think it's impossible. To collapse, maybe. No. So it collapsed exactly like this. No. So why shtei muchzakim bo? This we arguing who owns the land under the wall. It's mamon amuta b'safek harkin. Why shtei muchzakim bo? I'm to explain, it never could happen. The wall can't fly like this, yeah? It could collapse, so some fell here, and the main stays in the middle, yeah? So why is there a muchzakim bo? The wall is built on a such place. Every stone that is in the middle place, no one is a muchzik. We argue who is the muchzik. I say I'm the muchzik, you said you're. This we call in Hebrew, mamon amuta b'safek harkin. This is called Mamon Amuta B'Safek Cholkin. We don't know why we know the Mokrim. We are in the Mokrim. Why we are in the Kaisa? So it's two Esbeirim. It's two Esbeirim. One Hesper, the Rashbo brings down, and the Ktseis explains it. The Rashbo is Marich, that while both of them have Chotzer on both sides, so, and we have an argument, so it's Ki'ilu Mispashet, and everyone becomes a Muzik in half of the place. Ki'ilu, when two people have a Soda, and there's a Soda in the middle that is a fight, it's Ki'ilu, everyone becomes a Muzik in Chetzi, and Bemele the Mokoim, they become Muchzokim in the Mokoim, and Bemele the Muchzokim in the Avonim. How the karka is mispashet? I didn't say. Gedalia, Raya's or Esbeirim. You understand why the karka is mispashet? I'm learning with Basra, maybe I don't. Mamun Nishna is Mamun Abud Abasafik. Again, Mamun Abud Abasafik, Choyagim, the Mamun is the Safik. I'm really machria that the karka is mine. We don't know who is the karka. What? We also don't know who is the Avonim. We don't know who is the Avonim. So we have to know what is the Asbore. That's fine. And what is the Asbore that Be'etzem the Karka belongs to me and Bemela I'm a Muzik and the Avonim? It's a Shver Zach. The second Hezbel. Zogim Nochem Azay. And Zogim. That's the Nusach. The Hezbel is Azay. Nay. Avade be'etzem ha'pitam ha'much, it's fell in the middle, but why am I muchzik? The answer is, it's a lefichoch. It's the answer, it's a lefichoch. The lefichoch says that we built together. Listen carefully now, the chab. It's a lefichoch. The Gemara is saying like this, why I need lefichoch also on the Avonim and also the Mokoim? After I know the Mokoim is yours, I will figure out myself that the Avonim is mine. I know it sounds very right, but look in the Rashi. In the Rashi, in the Mishnah says, Lefichoch, Oilu mitchila sabinyan chivu limes ben shneyem, im nofa la koysa la achashon, im eino echod yolem al kol hakoysa nime bechelki, umisheli o yo avonim. Sheit klor in Rashi, Lefichoch hamokoim ve'avonim shel shneyem. The Lefichoch is on both. Frek di gmore pshite, sagt Rashi, the kasha was only on the avonim. The mokim I need a chidush, but the avonim I don't need a chidush. So the Gemara means to say, if I would know the Mokoim, I don't need to know the Avonim. That's a shtick of pshatl. What? Now, how the Tana was? What do you want the Tana to say? Lefichoch Mokoim shel shneihem. Yeah. And b'meila, I will figure out myself that the Avonim shel shneihem. Look, Rashi, Lepshite, the Avonim shel shneihem. Rashi in the Mishnah state klal that the Chiddush of the Mishnah that the Mokoim. Why Rashi afraid to build a stile? Rashi in the base, Rashi in the dalet. Rashi in the base state, ve'eino yochol loimar mshelini v'na Avonim v'al mekoimi. State Rashi, you need to come to the Lefichoch for both. And Rashi state, you need the Lefichoch for both. What's up, Rashi? 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 What's up, R לגבי דאבון, לא פוסק לומדינה דמסניסין, אבל לגבי דאבונים.
כן, זה
אין פוסק
לומדינה,
לא גז לשיידס, בפוסק דאבון. לא, אבל בוא נצמור, בגמור זה... Right, but לא יצאו, the Tana would not write the Dina. So the Mokoim, I would take it not know, but the Avonim, I would know. ספק דגמור,
זה לא
עשה דין, לא, 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 this is the קשן, ולפי חוך. So how Rashi will explain, if Rashi wants to explain גמור's קשן. ממילא דאבונים הזה, so what is שוור, so what is גמור, so how the פיר is the קשן. So שוור of the Mishnah, as well as... אז פה זה שוור. לא, אין מי ששתי תיחלוי.
באיזה
שוויים? לא, רשי אז...
שוויים
לפוסק לומדים. אז, מכל מקום, either way, the both of them have to have a הסבר, אבל רשי לראות that the אבונים is his, אז מוחזוקוס. נישט. נישט like the רשבו. Not like the רשבו. I'm saying, not like the Tesfus. And as they kimat state lehedia in Rashbo. Kimat Rashbo says it on his own. Now, what we have to know is, there's two zachas we have to know now. First, why Rashi didn't want to say like Tesfus? Why wants that moment with the Masafik Cholkim? Why he wanted to say this? And second of all, what is the answer of the Gemara? Nushteim Muchzokim, what is the answer of the Gemara? We'll have to explain what is the answer of the Gemara. Bless Hashem tomorrow. Nechbet nocham all two zachen. To be in time, that we can start in time. That to be in time. And also a little Shabbos, Bless Hashem. We'll do a Suda Shabbos. I want, and I'm asking, and I'm telling that everyone will have to be a little Shabbos. Bless the Bochum, Mishdi Ingelay.